In China these days, the rapidly growing middle class is boosting demand for foreign goods, and retailers are responding. More and more foreign products are showing up in shopping centers. But when it comes to one foreign product, the Chinese are reluctant to buy it off the shelves of their own stores. We're talking about powdered baby formula. Here's Marianne McCune of Planet Money and our member station WNYC with the story.
A few months ago, Lian Chen got a message from her cousin in China.
Are you in the USA or in Europe? I said, Hai Lao Yo, I'm in New York.
She's a graduate student here, and she and her cousin were chatting on QQ, an instant messaging program popular in China.
He said, Apui Lai Fun. So I want Abbott milk powder. I want you to buy it and then ship it back.
Baby formula for his brand new son. He wanted her to purchase 3 boxes in New York and send them to China.
I was like, really?
She did some research and found out the shipping alone would cost up to $80.
They're not from a very well-off family. And that's really what surprised me, because for a family that's not even middle class, they would be willing to spend so much money in order to get milk powder from abroad.
The reason goes back to 2008. Baby formula in Chinese stores was contaminated with a chemical thickener called melamine. 6 babies reportedly died and several hundred thousand got sick.
If China cannot even handle baby food, what can we trust?
What can we trust in this country? Asked Shane Lee, just home from his job at a PR company in southern China. Now that his wife has stopped breastfeeding, they're giving their 5-month-old only foreign-made baby formula. And what about food for yourselves? Are you worried about that?
Oh, no. I've been here for 30 years, so I'm immune to the pollution.
You're already contaminated.
Yeah, who cares?
But for his baby, he says he'll do anything. And that means every few weeks, taking an hour and a half boat ride to Hong Kong to buy formula, mashed baby food, bottles, and more. And here's the wild thing. He can buy most of the exact same products in a store nearby, products made by the same companies with the same ingredients. But if he wants Similac, made by the American company Abbott and readily available in stores across China, he won't buy it there. What if the company that makes your formula were to tell you, listen, we're making the exact same formula here in China with up to the same standards as we are in any other place in the world?
Well, I would say no thanks.
For the record, Western baby formula companies do say they hold their factories in China to the same standards as everywhere else. And many take them at their word. They sell a lot of product in China. But there are enough people like Shane Lee who distrust anything, even packaged inside China, to cause unexpected problems in other parts of the world.
It's hard to recall the last time an essential food item like baby milk powder was rationed.
As far away as the UK, mothers have told the BBC they had to search multiple stores to find the formula they need. The Hong Kong government instituted limits and is now arresting people caught exiting with more than 2 containers of formula. Here in New York's Chinese neighborhoods, there doesn't seem to be a supply problem yet. But at one of the many hole-in-the-wall shipping companies...
They send baby formula? Milk powder?
Yeah.
Like every day?
Like 3 days a week. Different people.
Jun Lee says a small but steady stream of customers come to his father's business to ship baby formula home. Because of Chinese import restrictions, they too can only send 2 containers.
Some people is like coming every week, like same address, 1 box, 1 box.
The baby formula market is officially weird. What people are buying when they turn to Hong Kong or the U.S. for a container of baby food, they're buying a set of regulations and standards they trust. And this growing class of Chinese, with a little extra money in their pockets, they're not likely to stop. Until the Chinese government convinces them to trust it, too. Marianne McCune, NPR News, New York.